Blog Talk Radio.
K C C S. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, we're to root records. The mob, where you at? Verse one. Here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV.
God is sovereign and he's in control.
Yes,
how you
is.
Doing, love? And how's everybody on the line? Welcome.
Yes, welcome. I am, you know, I'm in the same, but hey, it don't matter what's going on around me, what's happening, God does have the final say. Amen. That's an awesome topic, too. Hello, everyone. We love you guys.
We love you all to life. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You can do your thing, lovey. Just pray us in. I am so grateful that we are here one more time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. We honor you, oh God, today. We thank you for the opportunity to get on the line and to bless your name and to honor you and to praise you, God. We thank you for such tools as Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, Father God, that we can share the word across the airwaves and that people's lives are being touched and changed and renewed and transformed, not by us, Father God, but for you. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us to continue, Father God, even when the times get rough, Lord God. We thank you that we can stand on your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that your word is true. And, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that as we go forth tonight, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to come in and do whatever you want to do. We move out of the way.
Yes.
Let the people not praise us, but praise you, God, in all things. Let them give you glory in all things.
That's
because
right.
We give you glory in all things, Father God. We are just obedient vessels, Father God. So in all things, Lord, let the people acknowledge who you are, Father. We thank you that tonight the word is going to land on good, fertile soil. And we believe, we decree and declare that tonight people are going to be encouraged. They're going to be lifted up in spirit, Father God. They're going to be ready and set on fire to go forth for you, Lord God. Holy Ghost, set your fire upon them that they will begin to move by your spirit like never before in this hour. We thank you, Father God, that when they leave this line, they will understand that the promises that you have spoken is yes and amen. So we thank you, oh God. We bless your name. We honor you. We praise you, magnify, and exalt you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen.
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 Go, Lovey. I'm excited. I couldn't wait to hear this.
Praise the Lord. Really, truly, I got my topic from the Holy Spirit when I was lying on the bed, and he says, God got the final say. I was going through some scenarios, some things in my mind, and I was, like, getting a little bit anxious and angsty, and the Lord says he's in control, and he has the final say. And then he says, send that message to your lovely. So
amen.
I sent the message that God has the final say, and Proverbs 16 says that we may make plans, but God has the final say. He makes the outcome. And we got to remember that God is sovereign.
Yes, he
should be confident that God is fully in control.
Yeah.
Listen, nothing happens unless God permits it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going through in my life, God knew beforehand. He knew what was going to happen in your life. But you know what?
Yeah.
He's in control. But he loves us, and he cares for us. And his whole thing is that things work together for the good, for us and to bring him glory. So he doesn't want to harm us. The Bible says that he has a plan and a future and a hope for us, a plan to prosper us in no way harm us.
Mm-hmm.
But, love you, sometimes when we go through, as I was saying last night on the other line, is that when we are going through and we don't see the hand of God, we don't trust his heart like we should. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If God gave his only son, lovey, son, what more would he do for us? Amen? So even in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our circumstances, he wants the best. He wants us to make right choices, right decisions, because it's called free will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
We are free to make choices. Now, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
Yeah, That's good.
You get where I'm coming from? Amen.
Yeah.
So
amen.
God permits these things to happen and for us to grow from it. So the doctor tells you you got cancer. The doctor tells mm-hmm. you got a disease that can't be cured. Okay. I got a daddy that can cure all diseases.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're going to feel anxious. You're going to have anxiety. Because here it is. The doctor's giving you a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to live. Or you have a certain amount of time to live. But we have a sovereign God, an
yeah.
all-knowing God, a God that cares for us, a God that has a plan for us. And the
yeah.
doctor might say, we're going to die. But God has that word to say, Angela, you shall live and not die.
And not die. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
You might go for an interview. You might go for an interview and you're all nervous and you meet this person that might, at the first offset, you feel the vibe that they don't like you. So
right.
they in their mind, they're saying, I ain't giving her this job. But when that interview is done, because God is sovereign and he controls things, and he can give us favor, come on, we get the job.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm going with it?
Yeah.
Nobody can say no when God is saying yes.
That's
nobody
right.
can say yes when God is saying no.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
we might get it in our minds that this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The prodigal son set up in his mind, lovey. Listen, Father, man, I want to sow my wild oats. Come on. I want my inheritance now.
Yeah.
Father, give me my inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that he went a far place and he
mm-hmm.
did his thing and he had solicited prostitutes and he had friends and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Right. Right.
Why? Because God is in control. He had to come back where he started.
Yeah. Where he started, right.
He went
right.
out there, he did his thing, but in the end, he has to come back. Those people who have loved ones that strayed away from the Lord are husbands or wives that are doing their own thing. Come on. If God set and ordained your marriage, come on. It gonna go through the winds and it goes through the storm. But in the end, God will win.
Right.
If you're sick in your body and you're bulletproof financially, if you yield to God and do what God wants you to do, do it God's way, guess what, lovey? He gonna show up and show out.
And show out.
You're gonna
yeah.
experience the divine favor of the Lord.
That's
Peter
right.
said that when you suffer a little while, that God will come, God, and strengthen you. He will establish you and build you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on
mm-hmm.
now. He will establish, strengthen,
mm-hmm.
because he knows that you're weak and you're weary.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't say the angels were going to come. It says that God was going to come.
Mm-hmm.
God loves us enough to visit us, lovey. He loves us enough that when he will not put more on us than we can bear.
Than we can bear. That's right.
He is in control. You think I
yes,
can get up and say, I'm coming to Texas. And God can put roadblocks in my way. And I say to you, lovey, I can't make it. That
mm-hmm.
my intention is to get to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But God's intention is for me to stay here just a little longer.
Right, right.
So he would put roadblocks up. Just like the prodigal son, he did his thing, but what? God sends the wind and the rain when we are out of the will of God to blow us back on course. I love that kind
right.
of God. I love God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even when we are ignorant and we're doing our own thing, he loves us enough to set us back on course.
Right.
Isn't that awesome? We might
That's
go through
awesome.
bad experiences, but we gain from it by learning. You can't,
right.
you cannot run from the Lord. You cannot
right.
hide from God. He's sovereign. He knows everything. He knows that you brush your teeth. He knows every hair on your head. He knows everything. When you're in your bed and you're right there, he's right there. When you're in the bathroom, he's right there. He's sovereign. He knows everything. He cares for us and he loves us, and he got the final say.
Amen.
So jump in.
That's right. Amen. That's awesome. I was listening, and I love how you, Lovey, was talking about when you spoke about, you know, those who might have went astray and how they come back. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we give up on those people. We're not to give up on. What if God had gave up on us? You know, we wouldn't be where we're at today. Amen. You know, so we, you know, the grace of God is so awesome. He didn't just say, okay, well, I'm just going to have grace on Carolyn and that's it. You know what I mean? He's a graceful God. He offers grace. And so we need to be mindful of that. You know, when people, they fall astray, you know, and God continues to tell us to pray for them, then we need to be prayerful for them, because the same person that's standing on the corner asking for money for certain things or doing certain things is the same person that God can raise up and have them pray over us when we're on our sick bed. And so we need to be careful about, you know, putting folks down. If he hasn't said, lift your hand, you know what I mean? Okay, we'll pray. You prayed, you know, and move on. If he hasn't given that order to us, then we need to continuously be in prayer, because the word says to pray without ceasing. And so we must continue to pray for those people. When you were speaking about establishment, I was just laying there listening to God earlier today, and this is what he gave me, and it was so awesome. He gave me CEO, and you know what a CEO is. We're, you know, chief executive operators of our company or our business and things like that. And so the Holy Spirit gave me CEO, and then he broke it down for me. And then he said, to me, he said, the first one for C is covenant, which is a sacred agreement between God and us, where specific conditions has to be followed, and he promises to bless us as we obey those conditions. In other words, you know, the way we live our lives, you know, through the eyes of God, mm-hmm. not through the eyes of man, because we're not in covenant with man according to man's way. We may have a covenant relationship with them, you know, according to kingdom's way, but we're not honoring man, we're honoring God. And so when mm-hmm. I say, you know, being in covenant with God, you know, that's one of those things where nothing can be broken. He wants us to speak his word and honor his word, you know, through that covenant. And then he gave me establish. And that's why when you said establish, I was like, oh, yeah, baby, we're about to get it in there. So, look, he gave me establish, and he said his word. You know, because I love when we don't even talk to each other over the phone and we know we have, you know, about what we're going to do, you know, and then you will say something, the Lord will give you something, then he'll give me something, and it's basically the same words, and we bring it all together. You know, that's what you call a divine connection, and everybody don't have that.
Amen.
So we bless
Amen.
God for that, you know. So anyway, he said establish, and he said his word is fixed. We can't add anything to it or take anything away from it. It's solid. It's official. So that was for the E. And then he gave me operator. God is the one who releases our blessings. So he is the chief executive operator of our lives. As long as we walk in the covenant agreement that he has already established, the operator who is God is going to release those blessings. Now, it is saying under specific conditions, you know, that God made that covenant, which means obedience. We walk in obedience. And if you fall off, you know, listen, many of us have fallen. Some of us fall every day. I fall too. But, you know, the good thing, the awesome thing about God is that he's so graceful. You know, we're not intentionally falling. It's just like when we kind of get weary in our faith. You know, we can go to God and say, Lord, you know, I'm feeling a little weary. Forgive me, Lord. You know, I forgive. You know, I know that you forgive me. Help me to forgive myself. Because sometimes we ask God for forgiveness, but we can't forgive ourselves. And God says that we can come to him boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and help in our time of need. And so when we're at that mercy seat, we're crying out to God, you know, God, listen, I'm feeling a little weary here. You know what I mean? I know what your word says. I'm feeling a little weak in my faith. Can you help me out? You know, he sent the comforter. That was one of his promises. One of his promises was that he would send the comforter who would help us in those times of need. And so once God already said it, it's already done, because then he sent the comforter. Don't we have the Holy Spirit, the one who leads us and the one who guides us, the one who gives us direction, the one who comforts us, the one who showers peace over us? And so that right there tells me that God is a man. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken it, shall it not be made good? And so the word of God is a solid foundation that we can stand on no matter what. See, man can go back. We can go back on our word. You know, my grandson, we talked about Noah the other day, and I spoke about that at church on Sunday. We talk about Noah, and so now Joshua, he has this thing where he likes the word promise. So you better not tell him that you promise him something, and then you don't keep up to it, because he's going to hold you to that. And in that, that taught me. Now, if the four-year-old can understand a promise, we have to get it in our minds that we can understand, as an adult, understand the promises of God, yes and amen. And so as you were saying, it doesn't matter what the doctors say. The doctors may see that we're not healed, but the Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. And like you were talking about the interview, at the interview, you know, when you're on a job and you're waiting for that promotion, you know, and you people are hating on you, all that stuff, you know what I mean? You're the one that's been coming in and punching the clock on time and getting your work done. You're the one who stayed late and make sure all the other stuff, and you even help clean up somebody else's mess, you know what I mean? And so you're on your job. Yeah, you know, you're on your game, and so you're thinking, okay, God, you know, this promotion is mine, but you know what? God sees ahead, and if the promotion doesn't come to you, it doesn't simply mean that we haven't walked in obedience. It simply means that, like you were saying, that roadblock there, because God sees ahead. He knows that if you go ahead and take that, either we may not be ready for that particular time, or either there's something down that road that he don't want us to have to bump into, and so he might hold us back. So we can't just always look at it, you know, okay, well, I didn't get it, God didn't release it, I must have been bad. No, it's not that. God sometimes holds things back from us because he sees ahead. He knows sometimes that there's mess ahead. He knows that sometimes there's chaos ahead. He knows that sometimes there's confusion ahead. And he knows that you or we are trying to walk on the right track. And so what he does is he put a roadblock there, as you were saying, Lovey, so that we can't get into all of that mess, because, see, we're kingdom-minded. We got stuff that we need to be doing. We're on the right track, and we're moving in the earth to do the things that God wants us to do, so we don't have time for foolishness. So he'll put up that roadblock so we can't get that promotion that we wanted. But then he turns around. That's how good he is. He turns around, and he blesses us with a promotion on top of a promotion on top of a promotion. He blessed us with a healing on top of a healing on top of a healing. He blessed us with finances on top of a finance. And before you know it, we're rolling around in overflow. Why? Because we were obedient. We were obedient. Amen. We trusted the CEO of the company. We trusted God. We believed in him. We stood on faith. We walked by faith and not by sight. We blessed God even in the valley. Well, before we got to the mountaintop, we blessed him in the valley, because we know that in the valley our character is built. See, that's when we start getting a little anxious. You know what I mean? We start getting worried about things, and we start saying, oh, God, I know you're there. Yes, we know we're here. But that's when our character starts building, and we get closer to God when we go through things in the valley. And then by the time we get to that mountaintop experience, we really can shout hallelujah, because then we know God is a healer. You know what? I was sick, and he healed me. You know what I mean? And we shout hallelujah because we know him as Jehovah Rapha. And so then we begin to bless God with not just I'm a feeling type out of emotion, but because I know him, because I'm in covenant with him, because he established his word, because he is my chief operator. He is my CEO. And then when I begin to move in those things, and I can recognize him as not just the operator of a company, but he's the CEO of my life. He's the CEO of my life. And so when he's the CEO of my life, he can open up his mouth, you know, and he can blow on me, and I can feel refreshed. He can blow on us, and we can be healed. And sometimes when we go through things in our bodies and we're not feeling well, it's not that God is not healing us. Sometimes God, he's allowed us to go through certain things so that he can get the glory. But at the end of the day, when we lay down, we open up our eyes, and we just thank God that we were still able to move, because some people aren't able to do that. Some people didn't wake up today. He still is the chief executive operator of our lives. We're still walking in covenant according to his established word. He's the one who pushes the button. So we bless God for that in all things. We give him glory. If he said it, he's going to do it. He's not going to change his mind. He's not going to say, okay, I'm going to bless you, and then he come back and say, no, I think I take my mind. You know, I ain't feeling you today. God is not like that. If he said
God
he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He is not like man. He is not like man. Yeah. You know, he's not going to wake up that morning and say, you know, I'm feeling some type of way, so I ain't going to speak to you today. You know what I mean? He's not going to come down and say, I saw your text, but I ain't going to text you back because I'm feeling some kind of way today. You know what I'm saying?
You
I saw you last Sunday, but I ain't going to speak to you today because I'm feeling some kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Love it. He's not going to get mad and hang up the phone and don't talk to you for days. Come on now.
Yeah.
People be bugging, man.
Yeah, they do. They really do. You know, and the thing of it is, the Bible tells us, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So people have to understand when they do mean and nasty things against the people of God, there's a price to pay for that. There's a price to pay for that. Just like in Deuteronomy 28, the Lord talks about the blessing, but he also talks about the cursing. So, people, we need to be careful how we treat the people of God. You hanging up on me? What you hanging up on me for? Because you feeling some kind of way. You in your feelings today, and you hung up on me. Don't you know you just cursed yourself? You know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. The word of God is established. We are in covenant with him. If he spoke it, he's going to do it. And we, listen, this hour we are walking by faith. We don't care what it look like. You know, I know you've been going through some things, and we've been going through some things. We family, so we know it seems like when it hit your family, it hit this family because we're family. But you know what? God knows
right.
When he looks at us, he sees that we are rock solid. And so it don't matter what we go through. We in this together, whether you in Boston and I'm in Texas, but it's like we're living right next to each other because we hold each other up, not to, you know, glorify ourselves, but to glorify God, because that's why. That's why he put people together in families like that. He didn't say you just have to be blood relatives. You understand what I'm saying? So listen,
right.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited
because God is so awesome. He's such an awesome, awesome God. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. People on the line, it doesn't matter what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. It may look like you don't have anything to eat today. But you never know who God's going to send your way. Just keep trusting in him. Somebody's going to reach out to you. Just keep trusting in him. He's going to send that person that's going to help feed you, not just for today. But you know what? The word of God, the more we focus on the word of God, and the more we feed our spirits the word of God, I'm telling you, we get full in our spirits that our flesh begins to get full in a good way because we begin to feel the word of God just overshadowing over us. So people on the line, please be encouraged in this hour. The times are tough, but just know that we love you guys and we are praying for you guys. And remember, God is not a one. He's not like man. He is an awesome God. He is so sovereign. Go ahead, Lovey.
Yeah, I want to just share a little bit. God is awesome, I'm telling you. The Lord, this is a scripture that I want to read, and the Lord gave it to me as you were talking of it. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Listen to what he said. Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. Isaiah 14:24. Nothing is really random. God has a purpose and a plan for everything. Even when we mess up, he gives us a way of escape, Lovey. That's how good he is. Because he wants us to get back on track. Listen, when we mess up, it says, if my people were called by my name, he's saying to me, because you mess up, don't mean that you're not mine.
Right,
and the enemy
right.
wants people to believe because you mess up, you ain't the lot of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? No. But God is my people who are caught by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And but there's some things we got to do.
Okay.
We gotta time, and he's going to forgive, and then he's going to heal our land.
Yeah.
Amen? You gotta pray, time, and he's gonna heal our land. So God, listen, when we mess up, gives us a way out.
Yes,
he's so good. God is determined that we should succeed, Lovey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She says, listen, I want Lovey to succeed. And what, listen, I'm going to make her, allow her to succeed at all costs, even when she's off track.
Mm-hmm.
I love her enough to give her a way of escape. The Bible says there's no temptation that's coming, that God has not prepared a way of escape. So even in temptation, God is so sovereign. He said, listen, Angela, don't do that. And if you do it, you are going to reap the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you back into, listen, because that's what we want. Listen, you don't have to read your word and have a personal relationship with me, but I'm going to make sure you be used for my people. I said, huh? And I know I told this story already. Because there's a lot of people who think that they're all right, Lovey. There's a lot of people who think they're all right. This is real talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says that everybody that says, Lord, Lord, God is not really sovereign and Lord over their lives.
Right, right. That's true. Amen.
We got to repent and humble ourselves.
Yeah.
In order to God. Listen, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. Don't mean that you're not God's child. That don't mean that he doesn't love you.
Right.
But you are in rebellion and you're going it your way. And eventually, you are going to have to come back God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at Jonah, I don't know who I'm talking to. You might be going in the wrong direction. God might give you instructions, and you're going the wrong direction. He loves you enough that he's going to send a rain storm.
Mm-hmm.
You might be caught up in a storm, and you don't understand, why am I in a storm? Why am I not moving forward? Because you are in disobedience. It's
right.
Not that God don't love you. It's that he's sovereign, and he knows what's best for you. You might be in a relationship, and God's trying to get you out of a relationship, move you to a different direction, but we want to hold on. We talk about this all the time because you know what? I've been there, done that, because God knows the future. Man, let me tell you, I was dating this guy. Jesus, he was a sweet talker. Listen up, he was a sweet talker. He was calling himself a bishop. Child, my best friend married him, okay? She said she took him from me, okay? Took him and married him. And I said after I found out what he was doing, I should send her a thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knew. God loves us so much. He put stumbling blocks in our way. He cares for us so much that we get caught up in storms and don't know why. And God is trying to send things your way so he can get your attention.
Right, right.
Because he knows what's ahead. And I found out what he was really like, I shout some joy and say, God, it was good that I was afflicted. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
There's times because God loves us, and we might be going through something. We might like, oh, my God, I can't understand why I'm going through this thing. And why is people leaving me? Why is people separating themselves from me? What's really going on?
Yeah.
Further up, you better look back and say, God, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For you are truly a good God. As you said, don't know the future. But whatever God's purpose in his mind for us, he is going to make sure that his plans are carried out.
Okay.
And we don't want God to use another vessel to carry out his will. I want to be in God's perfect will. I want to be in the right place, at the right time, and in the right standing with God. See, those are key elements. I want to be in the right place. Come on, that means I want God to honor my success. I want to be in a timely manner because I don't want my gifts or the blessings to pass me by. And I want, when my gifts meet up with me, I want to know that I please God. Because if I am not in the right place at the right time, I'm going to miss it. And if I'm not living the lifestyle that God called me to live, I'm going to miss it. I don't want to miss it. Because God has orchestrated your life and my life. And he has gone before us. And he has made the crooked way straight and the rough edges smooth. He connects the dots because he's sovereign. We started at point A, and then we might encounter turbulence going to point B. And point B, we might encounter fire because God has perfected us.
Mm-hmm.
But all the way through, he is with us. He's molding us and shaping us. He's building us. It hurts when you have to change. It hurts when you got to die. Come on, this flesh don't want to die. It hurts all working for good. I can't pay my bill. Really? God is teaching you something.
Mm-hmm.
God is teaching you something. Recently, I had an encounter with God, and he spoke to me. And he said, really, daughter? I said, I don't have this. He said, if you didn't do that, you will have it. Sometimes we get in situations, come on, where we're not a good steward over our money. We splurge on foolishness. And then when the real deal comes for us to take care of what we have to take care of, then we belong
mm-hmm.
to God.
Yeah,
I don't have the money. He said, I gave it to you. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I provide for you. I'm a provider. It's you that takes your money, and you're not a good steward. So we got to
mm-hmm.
really examine ourselves and see where we're out, an alignment, where we're out. We might need an alignment to get back into the right place with God.
Yeah.
You know how the wheels be aligned? We need to be aligned with God. We need to keep in step with the Spirit. Come on now.
Yeah. That's right.
When we look back at our lives, and we see incidents occur and things that we go through, see if it's us. Because God can't lie, as Lovey just said. God, when he says it, he means it. And you know what? I am an encourager, Lovey. I love to encourage God's people because this world has enough crazy by itself. And people might say, she's always encouraged. She's always doing that. Because, listen, the Bible tells me if I'm an encourager, encourage.
Yeah.
Some people are made to encourage, and there's a season of encouragement, and there's a season of rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We all meet seasons. And in our lives, there are going to be seasons of happiness. Sometimes you're going to feel like, you know what, I don't know what's going on. And those times is more time spent with God.
Yeah.
God allows you to feel and go through things to show you stuff. You don't go through things for nothing. God ain't got time for foolishness. God ain't got
mm-hmm.
no time to put you through things just because he's God and he wants to punish you or he just wants fun. God is about kingdom. Jesus is about kingdom. He says, I eat the will of the Father. And that's why we should be. And we got to realize that whatever we go through should be about kingdom. Because James says that we are going to go through trials of many kinds. Don't think it's strange. But, Lovey, we think it's strange when we go through. When a bang comes, I can't believe I'm going through all this. Bang, bang, bang. But James said, don't think it's strange. Because I'm trying,
right.
God is trying to develop character in us. He's trying to bring us to full maturity. Now, let me tell you, are you going to entrust your money? You think I would give my son, when I pass on, I would give my son as an executive over my will, because he's not mature enough to handle
mm-hmm.
it. I will give it to my daughter, who's going to take care of him and her. So God has to bring us through some things. I'm trying to get a point here. Cause us to go through some things to bring us to maturity. I know that I'm not the same Angela I was last year. I know I'm not the same Angela I was 2 months ago. Why? Because I've encountered difficult times. I have encountered struggles that make me wiser. I'm not going to say the same thing unless I deliberately say it. If I know it's going to cause friction, if it's going to cause a problem between me and someone, I'm not going to say the same thing unless I want trouble. So if I knew that I had encountered this situation already, I hope I'm making sense. If I encountered this situation right here and it caused problems, I'm not going to be 2 months down the line doing the same stupid stuff. I've matured and grown from that. And that's why our trials and tribulations sometimes come. It comes out of disobedience, and it comes to
Mm-hmm.
So you know where you're going? You're going in a pit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was a man of stature and maturity and integrity, because he had matured since when he was alive with the coat, he knew that this thing right here was not about him. He knew that this just wasn't about his brother. It was all for the nation of Israel. It was all about a nation. What you're going through, it could be all about your family. What you're going through, it could be all about telling some other woman, listen, I have cancer. But God in his sovereignty, God in his love for me, I went through chemo, I might went through this, but listen, I am free.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
My God is able. I can tell a woman about cancer. I can understand that, and I can relate to that. I can relate to somebody that's going through in their marriage. I can relate to that. And I can relate that you're in a bad relationship and you need to get out. I can relate to that. We go through to strengthen one another and build one another, encourage one another. You where you're at, God knows where you're at. He's with you right there. Glory be to God. You should not feel abandoned. He says nothing should separate us. Your persecution and trials separate us from God? The devil can't even separate us. Come on, death can't separate us. Come on. I hope, and maybe I said this before, because, you know, I might be getting up there in age, but let me tell you, I used to say that I have, we can't keep putting God in a box. God says, you need to stop saying that, because I can't be contained. You're in a box. But me, I'm sovereign. I am God. We serve a God that is sovereign. We serve a God that's able to deliver. We serve a God that's able to heal. We serve a God that's able to bring you out in due season. We don't want to hear that. We want the microwave mentality. Get me out now. But if you get out now, you're going to repeat your grade. If you get out now, you're going to repeat that class. Stay in the fire. Stay in your storm. Because when you get through that storm, you're going to be much wiser, better, and stronger. You're in training. I'm speaking to somebody's in training, and their tribulations and their trials are preparing them for greatness. Do you hear me? You're not going to be a mediocre person, just a layman, and there's nothing wrong with being a layman. Everything that you do for God should be cherished and honored. But God has a specific use for you. And you've been going through left, right, center, finance, health, everything happening. You ain't know why it's happening. But I'm here to declare and tell you tonight it's happening because God got something great for you. Hold on. Don't give in. Don't give up. Get rid of the worry. Get rid of the doubt and unbelief. Because you're not hurting anybody but you when we walk in unbelief and when we lack faith. Jesus prayed for Peter, as I said last night, that his faith will not fail him. My prayer for you on this line tonight is that your faith will not fail you in the midst of your fire, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your rivers. God is with you. And as he is with you and you're going through, as you come out that storm, as you come out the fire, this promotion, I'm not that this is biblical. Any person that you look in the Bible that went through for God, you can't beat God's giving. You can't yield to God and go through, and God's going to say, give you a hand. I said, girl, thank you. There's always promotion and blessings and opportunity for more to go on. And it's always to help others. It's always about others. It's not just about us. This is kingdom, baby, and I love my lovey for that. We all about kingdom. I ain't got time. I want lovey. When lovey preaching and she doing good, I ain't going to be like, oh, man, I wish she was. Girl, go on. Tell it. Because it's all kingdom.
Kingdom.
It's all
about
God getting the glory. God needs to get the glory. We should not want any glory.
That's
if you begin to want undercover glory, you got pride.
Mm-hmm.
Allow God to be God and sovereign in your life. Allow God to operate and to reign and rule. He's in control, and he knows what's best for you. Amen. Lovey?
That's good. I heard when you said you were in training, you know, you were speaking to the, when God allows us to go to training, I heard when God, you know, allows us to go through that, and I heard the Holy Spirit said boot camp. You know, when you go to boot camp, there's a whole lot you have to go through. You know, our bodies change, our minds change, you know, there's a boot camp, it's like a type of fasting, you know, everything began to change, you know, but it's worth it at the end.
Right.
It's worth it. Boot camp is worth it. A Christian boot camp is worth it because our minds need to be renewed and transformed, you know, our bodies need to be intact so that we can do the work of the Lord, you know. So that's what I heard God say. Boot camp, yeah, we might be in boot camp, but at the end of the day when we come through, we're fit for the kingdom. We're fit for the kingdom, and that's what it's about, as you were saying. We're fit for the kingdom. I hear Philippians 4. I'm gonna go there because that's a word. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4, I'm going to start verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And here it is. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, number verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I love that because it doesn't matter what we're going through. As we're talking about, God has the final say. Once he's already written his word, he's already established his word. And so that's what we're standing on. No matter what is going on, we speak the word of God. We decree and declare the word of God. My body is healed, you know. My mind is transformed. It's renewed. It doesn't matter what man thinks, but what does God say? What does God say? God is the one who honors his promises. He keeps his promises. He doesn't go back on his word. And so
no,
we have to be mindful of that, whatever it is that we're going through. And it seems like everything may be coming, you know, some hit you from the left, from the right, from the front, from the back. That's okay, because you start thinking on the things of God. You start thinking on the word of God. You start rejoicing in the Lord because you know that he is sovereign, because you know that even though we're in boot camp right now, when we come out of training, we're ready. We're ready for the kingdom, because we know in order for us to be ready for the kingdom, we need to be standing on solid, fertile ground. We need to be standing on the word of God. That's the only one that doesn't sink. Everything else sinks. See, we're standing on the word of God, which is a solid foundation. That it doesn't matter what winds blow, we're not gonna sink, because we're speaking the word of God. We're decreeing and declaring the word of God, because we know that the word of God is true. You know, he promised us. It's like he promised Noah. He wondered he wasn't going to just, you know, wipe out the earth again. He kept that promise. He promised Abraham that he would make him a father of many nations. He kept that promise. And so if he kept those promises back then, don't we should know without a doubt that he's going to keep his promises that he's already made with us. And so in this hour, we really have to be focused on the things of God, because there's a lot of people making promises, but they ain't coming through. But when it comes to God, we know that we can count on him. We know that we can stand on his word. We know that we can trust him. You know, you can't even trust people these days. You know what I mean? Hey, even people you've been friends with for years, you know, you can't even trust them anymore just to keep the word. And so we have to be, you know, be all about the kingdom business. Not focus on man, but focus on God. Because when we start focusing on man, you know, and they let us down, we get all feeling some type of way and emotional about it and all that kind of stuff, you know. And then we can't even focus on what God wants us to do, because we too teed off about what the sister over here did and what the brother over there did. And so now the enemy that caused a distraction and it came in, and, you know, we're upset and we're bothered and we're walking in a spirit of offense, and we're, you know, just all kinds of stuff is going crazy. Hey, the bottom line is, the hour that we're living in, the people are walking in religiosity, you know. It's like they know the law, but they don't know love. It's like they know the law, but they don't know Jesus. It's like they know the law, but they don't know forgiveness. It's like they know the law, but they're not givers. It's like they love the law, but they don't care for the people of God, let alone care for the sinners, you know, or people of the world, I should say. And so we have to stand on the word of God and stay focused on that. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are good. I don't care what you said, doctor. This is what God says. You know, I'm going to do what I need to do physically, but I'm also going to do what I need to do spiritually. I'm going to put both of them together. I'm going to work the spiritual with the practical, and I'm going to make it all work together for the good of God, because it's the word says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And because I know and do know, and whoever's on the line that is walking in faith, and you know that God has called you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. And so, again, we want to encourage you, because everybody needs encouragement. Anytime somebody tells you they don't need encouragement, they're lying. They're lying. Everybody needs encouragement. I don't care what, you know, you can be a pastor, a preacher, an evangelist, a bishop. It don't matter with a mega million dollar church. You still need encouragement. We all need encouragement. And so allow us to encourage you today to walk by faith and not by sight. Allow us to encourage you today, whatever it looks like on the outside. Look at it in the spiritual realm. Start looking through your spiritual eyes and start seeing what it is that God is trying to show you. Because a lot of things that we go through, the Lord is trying to show us something, but if we never get in his word, if we never spend time with him, we don't know, you know, that this battle is not ours, that it's the Lord. We begin to think that this battle really is ours. We may be going through it, but it belongs to God, because we are more than conquerors, the word says. We are more than conquerors. We're already walking in victory. And so the word of God has already been sent out. It's already been established. Now we need to open up our mouths and start decreeing and declaring the word of God, the spoken, the written word of God. We need to start doing those things even more in this hour, because if you can be in a service, it's like somebody on this line. I hear God said, as soon as you hang this phone up on this line, the enemy is going to try to throw something at your way. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. He's going to try to throw something against you at your way in order for that word to just like be pulled out of you, that God just allows you to get in there. We rebuke that and we bind that in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every word that has been released by the Holy Spirit on this line will be set in soil, fertile soil on your ears in the name of Jesus, and you will begin to walk that thing out, and you are going to walk in your purpose. And I decree and declare that you, woman of God, you, man of God, you are victorious in Jesus' name. And so we stand in agreement with you, whoever that word is for. Mm-hmm. We stand in agreement with you. Feet don't fail you now. That's what you say. Feet don't fail me now. And Jesus got you covered, so don't you worry about that. You keep on walking in faith. You keep on walking in the glory of God, and no matter what comes your way, remember you're already victorious, because Jesus sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit overshadow that person that word was for. Amen, amen. So we bless God today that his word, you know, is so true. His word is so accurate. That's one thing about it. His word is so, I love how his word is so accurate, and it brings us to a place of peace. That's why I love, again, Philippians 4:6, along with all the other scriptures in the word. But that one reminds me that, you know, when anxiety is not of God, and so when that anxiety starts, you know, rising up in us, I love to go to that scripture, and I remind myself, even though I know the scripture, I don't want to just know the scripture. I want to look at it and read it, because every time we read the word of God, he always shows us something in there different. It's the same word, but he gives us so many meanings to it, and that's so awesome, because we can look at it different ways, but it doesn't matter how many ways we look at it. It all comes back to God, because our mind is kingdom minded. So we're thinking, okay, God, I see what you're saying right here. I might be a little weary right here, but you told me that weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. So I'm standing on that word right now. So we bless God again for his word, and we bless God for the fact, not opinion, but we bless God for the fact that if he said it, he's going to do it. We bless God for the fact that his word, that his promise is a covenant, is with us, and that we are walking in that establishment, and that he is the chief executive operator of our life today. So we bless God for that, and we bless God for his Holy Spirit, the one who comforts us and keeps us and guides us. Don't you just love the Holy Spirit, how he just moves and directs us And even in the, you can be in a room full of people and it seems like there's nobody there but you and Jesus sometimes, because we may be going through that storm. And then he just overshadows us, and all of a sudden we feel misted. We feel light like feathers. You know what I mean? Because the Lord just showered us with his peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And sometimes folks can't understand that type of peace because they're not really, you know, experiencing God as Jehovah Shalom. And so I encourage you, you know, you all to just get in the word of God and allow him to show himself strong in your life, in our weakness. He is our strength. In our weakness, he is our strength. And I kept saying, that's what, the only thing I kept saying, one of the many things I kept saying this past month with everything that was going through with my son and my grandbaby and then me. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm in my weakness. You're my strength. And the Lord kept giving me pushing. Just pushing. I press on. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing on. So we want you guys to be encouraged today and just know that God will not fail you. God will not turn his back on you. Repentance is very important. You know, we want to go to God and we want him to do this and we want him to bless us with so many things. But, you know, none of us are beyond repentance. We need to ask God to forgive us. Lord, you know, forgive us. Repentance means turning away from. Repentance, Lord, whatever it is that I'm walking in that I shouldn't be turning away, it show me how to get out of this. Help me to get out of this. I need some help doing this because sometimes, you know, strongholds, they're very strong. That's why they call it strongholds. And we need the hand of God to help us with that. So don't feel shame and don't allow church folk, religious people to make you feel bad about your repentance, because God is the one who's going to forgive you of that, and he's going to allow you to walk away from that. But don't allow anybody to make you feel bad about what you've done or where you've come from, because all of us have come from somewhere. All of us have done something. But God wipes that shame off of us by way of the cross. And so don't allow anyone to keep you from walking in the purpose and in the plan of God. Remember, if he said it, he's going to do it. He knows the plans that he has for you. You got to know what his plans is so you can walk that thing out. Walk it out in his word. Amen.
Amen.
God today.
Well, he's so blessed. Awesome. Bless God. I'm going to close out with this because it's 9. We're going to close out with this, and I have Lovie ask anybody. I'm not sure if anybody wants. But this is lined up with what you just were saying about knowing who God is. It says, finally, the only way to trust in God's sovereign control and rest in it is to know God, know his attributes, know what he has done in the past, Lovie, you just said that, and build confidence in him.
Yeah.
Daniel 11:32, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Imagine that kind of power in the hands of an evil, unjust God? No, man. Our God is sovereign. And he overshadows us with goodness and his love. Come on. He's merciful. He's compassionate. He's faithful. And most of all, he's holy.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Anyone wants to say anything on the line tonight? Anyone want any pray? Prayer. Anybody want any prayer? Anybody want to say anything? Press 1 right now if you want to say something. We're going to have you say something. 706. We don't have a lot of time. Hi, what's your name? Hello? 706.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Minister Sophia. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hey,
how are you? I have enjoyed you guys so much. Oh, my God.
Praise God.
Amen. I know we only have a little while, but I just wanted to say how God is so on one accord on this line tonight. Amen. How you guys are just together and in oneness. And even when I saw tonight where you were coming from in the scripture, the same scripture fell in my spirit that my sister spoke about when she said, has he not said it, would he not do it? And has he not spoken it, would he not make good on it?
And I kept saying, Lord,
what have you spoken? What have you done? What is it you're talking about in this scripture?
And the Lord, she took me all the way back to Genesis when he said, I promised Abraham that I would bless his seed. So that's the word he said that I've not spoken, and that's what the enemy fights us on. What God has spoken, he don't want our cars and our houses and our land. Have you noticed the more words you get, the greater the attack? That's what the enemy fights us on, what God has spoken in our lives. And as long as we hold on to what God has spoken in our lives, then we know that no matter which way the enemy comes, I believe the Lord uses the Holy Spirit as a Balaam to remind us that I have blessed you and it cannot be reversed. Amen.
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 So God bless you, women. You guys are awesome tonight.
Hallelujah. You just gave the punch. As usual, when you come on. Thank
praise
you so
God.
Much. I'm so
Amen.
Happy that you came on and said something. Amen. That was awesome.
Amen.
And you're right. We all worried about our houses. But, I mean, Satan don't worry about that. He's worried
right.
about the anointing and the promise. Come on now. You're
That's
right.
It.
Satan don't want your house. He got plenty. He wants your anointing and the plan for your life.
That's why he distracts you when you go to church and make you fall asleep when you read the Bible.
Right.
You know that's
right.
True.
Amen.
That's true. Amen. That's true.
Distraction.
Have you ever begin to preach? I don't know if it happened to you preachers. And all of a sudden you see people nodding. You on fire and they're nodding. How can you speak in such a powerful word is going forth? And the Lord is moving. Even when I'm preaching, I'm like, look at these people. They're going to sleep.
Yes.
That's
the enemy is fighting them, but he don't want them to know their purpose, and he don't want them to know the promise.
Right.
That's right. Everything that's about God, he wants to make it boring or dull. But God, serving God is exciting.
Yes.
You hear me? It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate
Minister.
Your call.
Yes,
we appreciate
love you.
Amen. I love you. Love you too.
Yes. You want to play out?
Okay,
is
we ready,
else,
Lovey?
Anybody
else?
You can pray. Yeah, you can pray out. If there's anybody that wants Christ or they want to give their life to God. I know there's mostly people that are saved that came for encouragement, but if there's someone that wants to give their life to the Lord, press 1. Amen. No one. Everybody saved. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. Amen. Father, we just bless your name tonight, God. We honor you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that overshadows the line. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit who just activated himself within us and allow us to move in obedience. We thank you for every caller on the line, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Father, that tonight, Lord, that the words that were released, Lord God, it landed. I decree and declare that it has landed. It has landed on good fertile soil. And I believe in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that every person on the line was encouraged and empowered in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that, Lord God, whatever their needs are, Father God, that they'll just trust you and let you know that, and then let them know, God, that you are their provider and there's nothing missing and nothing broken in their lives. And they are walking in peace in the name of Jesus. And whatever they're seeking, your face, for God, let them seek your face, God, and let them know that as they seek your face, that you will release the blessings in the hand. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that they come to you boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, and just pour themselves out to you, Father. Whatever areas they are lacking in, Father God, or feeling weary in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, they are strengthened tonight in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're seeking guidance for, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you release your wisdom, download your wisdom into them, God, as they spend time with you listening to your voice, Father God. And as they listen, as we listen to your voice, God, Lord, show us, teach us how to continuously to walk
in purpose and how to guide and walk out those instructions, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you for being our chief executive operator, God. We thank you for allowing us to be in covenant agreement with you, God. We thank you for your established word that you have spoken and written, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the operator, Father God, of our lives. Now teach us, Lord, your ways, Father God, that we will continue to walk in your ways and that we not look to man, but we look to you, God. So we thank you for every person on the line, and I release a blessing over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of peace and prosperity and wholeness in the name of Jesus, God. And I decree and declare that their minds are transformed and renewed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that they are strengthened tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that they're made whole in the name of Jesus, not by my speaking, but by your words, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we bless you for the tonight. We bless you for Pastor Keisha tonight. Father God, we ask for a greater anointing in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover them with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to order their steps, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We bless you now. We give you glory, honor, and we give you all praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless God. Amen.
Amen. Love you guys. Take care, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Yes, we love you guys. Amen. Good night. Love Thank you.
Good night. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.